This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Lynn's Bin on XRT, brought to you by Advent. For simple in-office solutions to snoring, sleep apnea, or nasal breathing problems, go to AdventKnows.com to schedule your appointment, because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better. Today's Lynn's Bin comes from a question I heard a lot over the past few months. The question is, how are you doing? When I said farewell on July 15th with no clearly defined schedule for a return to radio, I was thrust into a world of medical uncertainty. Following my first chemotherapy treatment for late-stage prostate cancer, I developed a lung infection that underscored just how far my cancer had spread. For 2 days, they pumped antibiotics into my bloodstream and attempted to raise my oxygen levels. I suppose it's just a commonplace feature of such a hospital stay that clusters of medical professionals bring in documents for you and your wife to sign to determine what actions should be taken if the whole thing goes south. Commonplace, but sobering. But after those 2 days in the ICU and 3 more days in the hospital, I was released only to suffer what is called a pathological fracture of my thigh bone. There was no fall, no trauma. It just broke. If you're curious, a broken femur really hurts. When the x-rays revealed the break, an orthopedic surgeon was quick to perform a surgical procedure to stabilize the leg with a metal rod and associated hardware. How are you doing? The phrase is the very stuff of small talk, a question that can be dismissed in a syllable or two. You say, good, or okay, or as I often like to say, fantastic, because no one really wants an essay. We look back on a weekend where we all try to remember to give thanks. We give thanks for the little things. We give thanks for the grand gesture. Where we once gave thanks because the ice cream truck arrived during a Sandlot baseball game on a hot summer day, we now give thanks for the survivors and the hopeful. I return to radio with a reservoir of gratitude that begins with a woman I first met in college and extends to my hilarious family and friends. How do I even begin to express my appreciation for the doctors and nurses at Northwestern who continue to navigate the twists and turns of my disease? And you should know always how much your beautiful words have kept me afloat. There is no speedy recovery in my future. My chemotherapy treatments continue to staunch the spread of my cancer, and I have chosen to work rather than to mope. If you've ever wondered what song I played on my first radio show in 1991, it was the song that goes, "Home is where I want to be, but I guess I'm already there." It was the night before the femur surgery when the night nurse who witnessed the pain of my broken bone said, "I've been praying on you." I smiled at her and said, "You've been praying on me?" She said, "Yes, I have." This woman, unknown to me a day before, was now offering me divine solace, the kind of grace that isn't taught in medical school. And when I moved and winced in the hospital bed, she squeezed my left hand and began to pray for me aloud with such faith and fervor that it was hard not to be emotional. And in that darkened hospital room, with my wife standing on one side of the bed and the nurse on the other side, speaking from her soul, I realized this moment will fill a region of my heart forever. How am I doing? I'm doing okay. And to tell you the truth, that's fantastic. This is Lynn's Bin on 93 XRT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.